The book of Titus, the introduction. Titus, right after 2 Timothy, if you're looking for it in your Bibles, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus are what are known as the pastoral epistles or pastoral letters. As Paul wrote to two men, both of whom he called his genuine sons, both Timothy and Titus. Timothy was pastoring in Ephesus. Paul wrote two letters to him. Titus was left on the island of Crete, as we'll get to it in a moment as far as the chronological time. He was left on the island of Crete in order to oversee the churches and fellowships there in Crete in order to set things in order within the church. So both Timothy and Titus were obviously came to know the Lord through Paul's ministry as they were his genuine sons. And the word sons is technon, which means born ones. That they were genuine. They're not illegitimate. They're not false. They are genuine sons in the faith. Paul wrote 1 Timothy and Titus at the same time. Our first point, we have 7 points by way of introduction, the time frame. Titus was written at the same time as 1 Timothy. And then about a year later, 2 Timothy was written. Titus was written around 64 to 67 AD, somewhere in that time frame. Titus written at the same time as 1 Timothy, around 64 to 67 AD. The style of writing. Titus is actually a condensed version of 1 Timothy. Both letters written at the same time to two different people who were pastoring and overseeing churches. And Titus is actually a condensed version of 1 Timothy. Thirdly, the circumstance surrounding Titus's ministry in Crete. After Paul's first imprisonment in Acts chapter 28, he was released, and he traveled through the island of Crete and into Macedonia. And when he left the island of Crete, he left Titus there. And the Cretans were actually had the reputation of being some of the worst behaved people that you could ever imagine. They had a very bad reputation. As we'll see when we get into chapter 1, verse 12, the Cretans were called liars by one of their own prophets. Said they're always lying. They're always trying to satisfy their belly, their flesh. Very deceitful people. Combination of both Jews and Gentiles. And even in the church, even the people who were saved, that disorderly, disorganized lifestyle was brought into the church. And so Titus was left there to put things in order, which is the theme of Titus, putting things in order. Fourth point, the place, the island of Crete, is southeast of Greece. It is an island, 160 miles long and 35 miles wide. They were full of tradition and mythology, superstition, a very pagan place to live. Fifthly, the background for the island of Crete. It is interesting that in Acts chapter 2, verse 11, you remember the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place at the first part of Acts chapter 2. And in verse 11, the people from Crete, Jews from Crete, were there at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. So these Jewish people from Crete were there at Shavuot, Pentecost in Jerusalem, and were saved and went back to the island of Crete. And they're the ones that made up the bulk of the nucleus of the fellowships that took place on the island of Crete. All they were saved. They went back to the island. Their behavior didn't change. Their manners didn't change. They still were involved in mythology and tradition. And so Paul felt led by God's Spirit to pass through the island of Crete after his release from his first imprisonment, again mentioned in Acts chapter 28. And after he left the island and talked with some people, of course, Paul got out of there, but he left Titus behind. So you can imagine what kind of person Titus was as far as importance with Paul's ministry. Obviously, Titus was a little different in personality than Timothy was. Timothy was a little shy and withdrawn and wanted to quit, whereas Titus was more like Paul in that he was a bulldog. You give Titus the hardest assignments, and if the people are rowdy and disorderly in their conduct and behavior, you send Titus because he'll set everybody straight. So he's a stronger personality. But the background for the believers in Crete comes from Acts chapter 2, verse 11, that there were believing Jews there now on the island, making up the nucleus of the church fellowships. The person of Titus, sixthly, Titus is mentioned 13 times in the New Testament in Paul's writings. So that's how important Titus was to Paul. He was even sent to the church at Corinth, again, a very carnal, disorderly church, and he sent Titus there to set things straight. The first thing about Titus is in Galatians chapter 2, verse 3, we are told that Titus is a Greek believer and that he is from Antioch of Syria. So he's a Greek and he is a believer. Secondly, he started out with Paul during Paul's third missionary journey. So he was saved sometime before Paul's third missionary journey, and he shows up with Paul during Paul's third missionary journey. Thirdly, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 23, Paul calls Titus not only his co-worker, but his partner. That's pretty important. Is that basically Paul was saying that when I sent Titus, it was like sending me. But Titus was very, very important to Paul. He was a partner, koinonos, somebody who was like-minded in spirit and mind and somebody who shared the same thoughts and ministry. And that's why Titus was sent out by Paul to the important places. Seventhly, the outline of the book, actually three parts, beginning with chapter 1, verse 5, because verses 1 through 4 is the introduction, but chapter 1, verse 5 to the end of the chapter, it's proper leadership. Paul left Titus there to put things in order, proper leadership. Chapter 1, verse 5 to the end of the chapter. Chapter 2 is proper doctrine or teaching. And chapter 3 is proper lifestyle. So chapter 1, verse 5 to the end, proper leadership. Titus chapter 2, proper doctrine or teaching. And Titus chapter 3, proper lifestyle. Those are the big three in Paul's ministry that he was concerned about, not only for every church, but for every person who named the name of Christ, that they be in order within the body of Christ. Of course, even today, That's a very big problem where people are not in order within the body of Christ. And secondly, proper doctrine, sound teaching, also missing within the body of Christ today. And thirdly, proper lifestyle. Basically, Paul's going to present to us that if what is being taught doesn't create change in behavior and lifestyle to match the doctrine that's being taught, then it's not the truth. The truth produces lifestyle change. And if someone doesn't want the lifestyle change, they will go away and leave sound teaching and sound doctrine. So the big three, proper leadership and order in the church, proper teaching and doctrine, and proper lifestyle.